You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
From CBS News.
Oh, here we go.
AI companies are creating generative ghosts of deceased loved ones.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yep.
Jack Manning knows firsthand the emotional and practical challenge of memorializing a loved one in a way that feels appropriate. He lost his sister more than 10 years ago.
Appropriate.
He and his family spent hundreds of hours raising funds to organize a volunteer project honoring her. It took years, he says, of bake sales and 5K to raise money to honor her memory in a way that was meaningful to us. He told CBS News, I thought, surely there could be a way that technology can help us. Enter artificial intelligence. Manning, a doctoral candidate in information science at the University of Colorado Boulder, is now studying the use of large language models, LLMs, to create what some are calling generative ghosts. Basically, AI chatbots trained on a dead person's social media posts, emails, audio and video recordings, photos, and other data to create a digital simulation that family and friends can, quote, interact with after an individual's death.
Right.
Quoting here from Manning, it's definitely a growing sector. We are seeing growth in interest in how AI and grief intertwine.
Well, obviously there's growth in interest because 2 years ago we didn't even think this was possible.
A number of startups now offer these services. Seance AI.
Yeah. Hey, at least they're honest.
No. You Only Virtual and RE Memory.
Seance AI.
RE Memory lets users create lifelike avatars of their loved ones based on photos and voice recordings.
Yep. This is the way of the future.
An associate professor at the University of Colorado Boulder who studies socio-technical systems, Manning and his colleagues observed study participants' reactions to the AI ghosts of people they had lost. Quote, participants filled out a simple survey, sharing positive memories of a loved one, talking about their upbringing, their core traits. And they were fascinated by how much this system can do with so little information. There are two basic kinds of generative ghosts. A simple, quote, death bot could be limited to playing back verbatim any statements recorded by a loved one, but would be incapable of simulating the deceased's manner of communication.
So basically, you're just feeding a bunch of quotes into something that is mimicking its voice. It's not actually recreating the thoughts that your loved one would have had.
It would be replaying Dana on Dana and Parks to my children someday. Like sure, what I actually said. Generative ghosts, you guys, go significantly further by recreating the deceased's voice and manner of communication and offering the ability to interact with the living, even responding to questions in a recognizably familiar way.
Literally inputting their personality into a digital cloud.
No. Oh, and by the way, it's only $24 a month. This is not healthy for anyone. Call me right now and change my mind. There's no way this is normal. There's no way this is healthy. This is not the same as playing an outgoing answering machine message from your father who you lost 10 years ago.
I was about to use that exact example.
Or listening to a voicemail, the last voicemail you have from your grandmother. You can hear the voice and you smile.
And it brings you warmth.
It brings you warmth.
Good memories about times with them.
You might shed a tear and you think, oh my God, I miss her voice. I miss her voice so much.
Recreating them is almost like getting your dog taxidermied in a seated position and setting them next to the front door.
And worse, then saying, hey, grandma, would you like to go to the store? And then this generative chatbot replies, yeah, I would like to go to the store. Remember how you used to love my lasagna? No!
From the text line, boo! pun intended.
I mean, you guys.
Now,
this is not. This is no.
Well, let's go down the further implications of this, because if we're now exploring the technology and the ability to quite literally upload someone's entire personality into a cloud-based server so that then they can be interacted with for eternity, by the way, this isn't going to go away. So when you put Grandpa Bob into the, what was it, something AI?
Seance AI.
Bob is now going to be accessed or able to be accessed 100 years from now.
Yeah.
So,
but
right
it's not now, you're saying it's Bob. This is not Bob.
But right now we're talking about it from, okay, well, maybe I can talk to a loved one. In 100 years, we'll be like, well, I wonder what Ronald Reagan would think about this. And then we're going to go to the Ronald Reagan AI and be like, hello, Mr. Former President. What should we do?
All right. What do you think? 913-586-7798. We'll take your calls here. The researchers found, this is terrifying, that study participants generally preferred communicating with an AI ghost of their loved one, quote, in the first person, with the chatbot serving as a direct reincarnation rather than an avatar speaking in the third person. They preferred the ghost actually saying, hi, Dana, I miss you. They preferred that instead of the third person. One turnoff. If a bot used a term of endearment that their loved one typically did not say, like, hey, champ, how you doing today, pal?
Buddy.
And your loved one did not use words like that, a user wanted to end the interaction. That was the turnoff. Well, of course there's going to be terms used that your loved one didn't use. This is not your loved one.
Interesting from the text line. What if it's a situation, and I'm going to use Scott and his dad as an example, where his daughters never really got to know Mayo. If there was enough audio data, enough personality data, that there was a situation where they could recreate Mayo, I'm just using that as an example. Apply that to any situation in your own life. Would that be a little bit different? Like, I knew my grandfather. I know a lot of great stories about my grandfather, but he died when I was 4. Is that a more comfortable application of this? Because it's less so
most
we're running away from the grief.
I think you're running away from the grief, number one. And most people, number two, are not going to have an audio vault as significant as someone who's spent their entire career in broadcasting.
That's true, yeah.
Right? So you're going to end up with things that your loved one didn't say, like, hey, bud.
And inflections that aren't there.
And inflections that aren't there.
You're going to get used to those inflections, and you're going to think that that's actually them, and you're going to misremember them.
That nightmares are made of.
Sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
It does sound like a Black Mirror episode. We have one line open. Phones have just exploded. Please call in. Ooh, very touchy stuff. We will take your call straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.